I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, September 14th on KJAN. In area high school football action Friday night, Class 3A District 1, it was Creston beating Atlantic 28-14. ADM was a 48-38 winner over Glenwood. Harlan beat Perry 42-14. Indianola was a 21-20 winner over Lewis Central. In Class 2A District 8, it was Kemper Catholic beating Clarinda Academy 84-0. Shenandoah down Greene County 19-15. Red Oak beat Otable Arthur BCIG 20-7. And it was Mount Air over Clarinda 15-3. In Class 1A District 8 action, Council Bluffs St. Albert beat Panorama 34-21. IKM Manning was a 28-20 winner over Tri-Center. Missouri Valley fell to Nottoway Valley. Nottoway Valley on top 56-12. And Trainer beat West Central Valley of Stewart 27-26. In Class A football action, District 7, it was Bedford over Woodward Academy 27-19. Audubon downing Madrid 49-21. Woodward Granger beating Guthrie Center 47-7. And Earlham down to Martinsdale St. Mary's 26-14. In District 8 of Class A football, it was Griswold beating Underwood 41-7. Logan Magnolia downing West Monona 47-12. East Mills beating Riverside 41-7. And AHST was a 24-6 winner over Westwood. In eight-man football action, District 8, Twin Cedars beat East Union 62-36. It was Adair Casey over Lamoni 82-44. Murray beating Gradview Park Baptist 52-14. And Colonesco over Ankeny Christian 60-6. In District 7 eight-man football, it was Charter Oak Ute over Arweva 54-19. Glidden Ralston beating Woodbine 52-13. Boyer Valley fell to Coon Rapids Bayard by a score of 40-20. It was Exira EHK over West Harrison 51-26. And in District 8 of eight-man football, Sydney beat Lennox 43-8. Fremont Mills was a 45-34 winner over Cam. And Southwest Valley beat Nishnabotna by a score of 51-14. Well, the Cyhawks series will take place this afternoon. You can hear the Iowa Hawkeyes and Iowa State Cyclones game beginning at 3 o'clock with a pregame show. Kickoff is at 5 at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. Iowa hasn't beaten an FBS opponent since last October, and Iowa State opened with an ugly loss to Northern Iowa. Both teams are in search of a marquee win that will get their seasons going in the right direction. Iowa State's front seven versus Iowa's running game, the Cyclones need to shore up their run defense after a poor showing against the Panthers. Iowa has four strong running backs led by Mark Wiseman, and the Hawkeyes would love to grind their way to victory. Some players to watch include Iowa wide receiver Damon Powell. The Hawkeyes continue to look for ways to get their fastest but least experienced Hawkeye involved in the game plan. And for Iowa State linebacker Jeremiah George, the senior leader of the Cyclones defense, needs to bounce back after a poor performance nearly 2 weeks ago. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz is just 6-8 against Iowa State, and the Hawkeyes have lost 3 of 4 in Ames. The Cyclones will wear throwback uniforms reminiscent of the ones they wore during the Jack Trice era in the early 1920s. Hawkeyes quarterback Jake Rudock leads the team with 3 rushing touchdowns. Iowa State started 11 players for the first time against Northern Iowa, more than any team in the Big 12. Again, kickoff is at 5 o'clock, and you can hear it right here on KJAN. Iowa State University expects about 75,000 football fans to converge on the campus for today's matchup between the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes. University officials have a little advice for fans. It's much easier to get to Jack Trice Stadium without large bags or purses. Other things not to bring include a pet cooler and obviously a weapon. Also not allowed is alcohol, artificial noisemakers, backpacks and fanny packs, stadium seats or coolers. And of course, you can't smoke. The gates open at 3:30. General parking lots will begin taking cars at 11 a.m. Profanity, racial or sexist comments or other intimidating actions directed at other fans, the teams or the officials may lead to an arrest. Anyone driving from Iowa City could encounter construction on Interstate 80 near Altoona. And with thousands of people traveling to Ames today for the annual Iowa State football game, Lieutenant Elliot Floor of the Iowa State University Police Department has this advice for those coming to the game, and that is to have patience and good sportsmanship.
Obviously, Iowa State is the biggest game that we handle here at home. We urge people to get here early and be patient with traffic. We're expecting about 75,000 people to be in Ames and around the stadium for the game, even though we don't have a stadium that holds that many, so we just ask people to be patient and exhibit good sportsmanship.
Flores said that once the fans arrive at the stadium, they will be checked over by security.
There's a company that does people coming into the stadium, checking what people have coming into the stadium. Our responsibilities in law enforcement are we patrol inside the stadium and outside of the stadium. We work with the state patrol in regards to traffic related issues, as well as Story County Sheriff's Office and the Ames Police Department. So you'll see officers in every area, whether it's a grass tailgate lot, a cement lot, or inside the stadium.
And Flores said that the goal is to make sure everyone has a safe and fun time.
We believe in the statement, if you see something, say something. So if you as a fan or you're here in Ames for the game and you see something that's dangerous or concerning or suspicious, we encourage people to call the Iowa State University Police Department at 515-294-4428.
Also in sports, the St. Louis Cardinals have used a passed ball to pass Pittsburgh again in the NL Central. Pete Cosma scored on Mike Zunino's mistake with the bases loaded in the 10th Friday, and St. Louis won the wild game 2-1 over the Seattle Mariners, moving ahead of the Pirates for the first time. DeMarcus Ware will try to snap a three-game streak without a sack when the Dallas Cowboys visit the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Last week was a forgettable game for him, as it was just the second time he hadn't made a tackle in 8 years in the NFL. He did provide pressure, though, for three interceptions. And that is a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.